Welcome to the With Clarity and Purpose podcast with your host, Janet Borrego. Each week, I bring you an inspiring person or message to empower you to live life on your terms so you can be who you want to be, do what you are meant to do, and have the life you deserve to have. We will provide you with practical and cutting-edge approaches to continue getting clarity and direction on your path, mastering your mindset, and gaining confidence to tap into your inner wisdom so you can live on purpose. There is a pattern that I observe consistently when I coach high-achieving women, and they often run this pattern of deprioritizing themselves. Everything around them takes priority. Their work, their social commitments, the husband, the kids, and they end up last. And they don't make time to reconnect with themselves because they cannot find that time. And I've seen women, you know, like even my clients, delay doctor appointments, their health, because everything else takes priority in their lives. And they want to do better. They want to find a way of prioritizing themselves or building that foundation of reconnecting to themselves, but they don't know how. And I've definitely been there in that position. I mean, I can't even think of a relationship that I was in, that I was running this pattern where my partner's, this is not my current relationship, but my partner's schedule and everything he was doing took priority over my schedule. And I'm going to elaborate more on that example when I'm talking about how can we do, you know, what are the three reasons why we keep deprioritizing ourselves? And what can we do about it so we can show up for ourselves? Because at the end of the day, we are the foundation. If you are not prioritizing yourself, there is not love to give to other people. There is no care to give to other people. You gotta fill up your gas tank first. And again, like we run this pattern of being on survival mode and prioritizing everyone else. And it may seem fine at the beginning, but whenever that tank runs out of gas, that's when it starts showing up in our body. Because maybe you're listening to this and you're already feeling that stress in your body, feeling that survival mode, feeling that inner voice saying, you have to break this pattern. You have to do something about it. And sometimes we keep tolerating that pain of not prioritizing ourselves until the pain becomes unbearable. And this can end up in a panic attack, in disease, in anxiety, so many things where our body is finally indicating, hey, we have been communicating with you for a while. It's time to take action right now. I have a client, she's amazing. We have been coaching for a year now. And when we started coaching together, she was truly living in survival mode. She is a new mom. She's a wife. She's a thriving leader in her company. And she reached out because she wasn't feeling fulfilled. She was feeling like an imposter at work, and she couldn't recognize who she was anymore. She couldn't reconnect to herself because everything else in her life had taken up that space. During coaching, she took action on the concepts I'll be teaching you today in this podcast episode. And that resulted, I love what she did, because she decided to take one day off every quarter. So every quarter in her calendar, she has one day off just for her self-care. Not to work, not to the husband, not to her beautiful kid. It's just for herself. She also found more fulfillment in her career in ways she never thought were possible. Why? Because when you start prioritizing yourself and you start filling up that love tank, everything else around you starts changing. you start seeing more the possibilities instead of the limitations. Because when you are running on low and you basically, you don't have more energy to give, everything else outside of you will suffer. Your perception of your career, of your husband, of your kids, everything will be triggering for you naturally. And she also recognized that she could do an amazing job at her work and still be a great mom, which is something she was struggling at the beginning. And also, as a plus and as a very important element in this journey, she even started working on her passion project. So when we started working together, she was like, I don't have time. I'm in survival mode. There are so many things that, again, were covering her schedule, were covering her priorities and her life, and she was last. When we worked together, she finally decided to fill up her tank first before pouring into others. And I always say this is not a perfect journey. There are many times where we fall off track. There are many waves, highs and lows in the journey. But the most important part is that we keep that direction. We keep that mindset of prioritizing ourselves, and we truly honor that. And all of this for her was a result of learning how to prioritize yourself, prioritize herself in her case. So foundation is you got to take care of yourself spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically. And I'm going to talk today about the three top reasons why we keep running this self-sabotaging pattern of deprioritizing ourselves. The first one I'm super passionate about. I think this is the root cause of many patterns that we run that are unhealthy, that kind of like drive this self-sabotage that we have subconsciously. And this number one reason is the lack of feeling worthy. It's all about worthiness. After 4 years of working with lots of high-achieving women, we do this transformative session called the breakthrough session, and we dig deeper and we find the root cause of their limiting beliefs, the root cause of everything that have been preventing them from achieving their goals, from prioritizing themselves, from finding purpose in their lives. And every time, it has to do with feeling worthy, with feeling enough, with this need to prove that you're enough to everyone else. And I see a lot of this like, for example, in career, when we are trying to prove that we are enough and we are overcommitting and overdoing, and then we are doing everyone else's work to kind of gain that validation. But let me tell you, it doesn't matter how much more work you do, how much more you please people, you are not gonna find that validation externally if you don't find it within yourself first. So working on I'm enough, working on your worthiness is super, super important. And sometimes this lack of worthiness comes from generational baggage. I mean, there are plenty of scientific studies proving that we can transfer baggage from generations. And when I do this breakthrough session with my clients, we release even generational baggage at the deepest subconscious level with proven techniques. So it is important to recognize that, yeah, you may be struggling with this. It's not necessarily your fault, really. But I think becoming aware whether or not you feel worthy and whether or not this lack of worthiness is driving these patterns of deprioritizing yourself. And honestly, you gotta practice feeling worthy. Even tapping into those emotions of worthiness at the beginning of the day, at the beginning of a meeting, visualizing yourself taking care of yourself, and also allowing time, blocking time in your calendar, like my client did, like 1 day a quarter, at least to take care of herself. I have another client that she schedules like breakfast Friday with her husband, and that's a way of taking care of herself and also of the relationship. There are so many ways where we can create this beautiful and empowering routine of taking care of ourselves, because life is not linear. It can be very busy and it can get very distracting. And let me tell you, because we are in this reactionary mode, everyone is looking out for their own interests, their own priorities. And your to-do list is going to be filled up by other people's priorities if you don't set those boundaries of prioritizing your wellness, of prioritizing your doctor appointments, of prioritizing finding your purpose, finding your passion. You gotta step up for yourself, advocate for yourself, and start believing at the deepest level that you are worthy of prioritizing yourself and dedicating that time. I have a client, she's amazing. I mean, all my clients are amazing, okay? But I have this client that she struggled for a while to finally get support from a nanny. I mean, she's doing so many things. She's supporting her husband. She's a leader in a consulting firm. She has a kid. She's doing so many things. And we coach a lot on her feeling worthy to receive help and support. Oh my God. This should be another podcast episode, because we have been taught to be self-reliant, which is great. I'm all about relying on yourself, taking action, keeping yourself accountable. But sometimes, or often, we need help. We need that support to get there faster, to get to our goals faster, to actually enjoy life. And she needed this nanny's help to be able to put some focus on herself. I mean, her kid was still going to be there. She was still going to be there. It was just that extra help to allow her to feel more grounded in her routine, feel more grounded in her life. And it wasn't until we got to the root cause of basically her not believing that she was worthy of getting this help, it wasn't until that we had this awakening. She had this awakening, and then she started showing up differently. If this podcast episode resonates with you, I invite you to work with me in my private one-on-one coaching. Private one-on-one coaching is a 6-month container where I help you go from playing small, not believing in yourself, struggling with imposter syndrome, inconsistency, and indecisiveness, to actually having the clarity, the confidence, and the courage to follow through with your dreams. When you work with me as a private client, the first thing we do is that I guide you through an in-depth breakthrough session, where we get very clear on all of the blind spots that have been preventing you from achieving your goals. We become aware of those and we release them at the subconscious level with proven techniques. I provide you with accountability, and I'm like a GPS for you to actually find the resources and the answers that are already within you, because you, my friend, are powerful. Kim, one of my coaching clients, said, "Through working with Janet, I've been able to radically shift my mindset in a way I never thought was possible. Each day I wake up feeling excited about my future and actually believing in my potential." So if you're ready to believe in your potential and take action and see progress with all of your dreams and goals you have been delaying, this is your time. I invite you to schedule a clarity call in the link in the show notes. I cannot wait to meet you. See you soon. Whenever she hired the help, she was resistant for weeks and weeks. But whenever she got that breakthrough and she hired that help, she saw the immense benefits of hiring help and getting this, building this village around you to support you. I used to be just like her. I swear, like a few years back, I'm like, I can do this. I don't need anyone. And I think it was mainly when I transitioned into entrepreneurship, which is so different than the corporate world, where you need more guidance. You're trying to figure out a way. I mean, corporate, you need guidance, but it falls within an umbrella of the corporation. You can find it pretty, I don't know, to me, it was pretty straightforward, to be honest with you. But in entrepreneurship, it's like you're creating this path. Sometimes at the beginning, you don't have a network. You're trying to get help. You're trying to get to learn from people who have done it before. And I started opening up my heart and I started accepting and allowing help of many coaches, help of my physical health trainer, help from my mom, from my husband, from friends. And it just felt so good to know that I had people around me that had my best interest. And getting that help and support has to do with worthiness, my friend. So if you're in that position, I want to remind you, you are worthy of getting support. You're worthy of prioritizing yourself. And whenever you become aware of this pattern of you not believing that you're worthy, then you can change it and create a new pattern. And an actionable strategy that I always recommend is tapping into the emotions of feeling worthy. Remember the last time in your life where you felt truly worthy. And I want you to go to that time, flow down into your body, see what you saw, hear what you heard, and feel the feelings of being truly worthy. And as you think of that, just tapping into those emotions, you start reprogramming your mind. Now, repetition is super important. So if you do it every morning and you start even asking yourself, how would a worthy person, a person that she knows she's enough, how would she respond to this situation? How would she make this decision? I think worthiness at the root cause, like it's in the root cause of any self-sabotaging pattern. So that's reason number one. You don't believe you're worthy. You don't feel worthy of prioritizing yourself because everyone else takes priority in your life. And you are the last priority when it comes to that list. The second reason is lack of boundaries. Lack of boundaries. Boundaries is another topic that I'm very passionate about. And when I understood truly the reason of boundaries, everything just clicked for me. And now I'm very assertive and direct with boundaries, but in a very kind and with an open heart. So the whole purpose of boundaries truly is to build healthier relationships where you have a win-win situation with that person and you, with your boss and you, with your partner and you. Boundaries are all about healthy relationships. And I think a lot of people are afraid of boundaries because it requires to communicate situations where you don't feel comfortable communicating those things, communicating your needs, because deeply we run so many people pleasing patterns. But again, the best way to please people and to create better relationships is setting and communicating those boundaries. And it's important to note, no one will honor your boundaries if you don't show up and honor them yourself first. I was coaching a client last week and she basically was telling me how at work, like people don't honor their boundaries. And there was this Friday that she was supposed to be off and people were contacting her, but she was connected to her computer online because she had agreed to a meeting that Friday. And agreeing to a meeting that Friday, I mean, she was trying to be nice, but that's when exactly the point that she started violating her boundaries and leaving her light, her messenger light on green while having that call. That was another violation of boundaries because you're giving people the green light to contact you. And we coach on this and we coach on, you gotta be the first person who respects and honors those boundaries. And only when you do that, that you start showing up that way, people are gonna understand, okay, she doesn't work this day. Got it. I'm gonna respect that. Because a lot of people, to be honest with you, they are not crossing a boundary because they have bad intentions. So many times they are crossing boundaries because they don't know it's a boundary for you. Like I mentioned before, everyone is on reaction mode, survival mode. They are not thinking too much about what they do, but you're different. That's why you're here listening to this podcast, to be more intentional. So because they are not being intentional and they're in survival mode and they're trying to basically solve all of their problems and rely on a person who is always available for them, if you don't set those boundaries with those people, they're going to assume you're always, always available for them. And this applies to career, this applies to partnership, this applies to everything. So again, it is in your benefit and it is in the person's benefit, in the other person's benefit, for you to communicate and set those boundaries. How I communicate boundaries, like I communicate boundaries whenever something happens, to be honest with you. And it feels uncomfortable. Of course, it's something that we are not used to doing. We want for everyone to love us, right? And sometimes when there is a conversation that requires a little bit of tension, we are afraid, one, to be rejected, and two, we are afraid that people are not going to love us anymore if we communicate our needs, if we communicate our boundaries. So the first thing I like to see in a situation is to look at the facts, like what exactly happened, just taking out all of the emotion. What is the thing that happened? What are the facts here? And when I am having the conversation around boundaries, I communicate those facts. And then I communicate how the situation made me feel. I'm just focusing on the only thing I have control, which is like, hey, this is what happened. This is the sequence of events. And this is how this made me feel. It's not about them. I'm not blaming them. I'm not saying like you were hurtful, irresponsible. I can say I feel hurt. I'm taking accountability for how I'm feeling. And then I usually, after that, I communicate what I would appreciate, the thing that I would appreciate would happen moving forward, like the path forward. So facts first, how I feel, and the path forward, because you don't want to communicate boundaries to simply communicate and you leave it there, but there has to be also a solution to not violating that boundary again. And I always, as a person, is this okay? Like if you honor this boundary moving forward. And when you communicate boundaries, you gotta be also open for the other person to communicate anything else. And you just remain calm, centered, and balanced. The times that I've communicated boundaries, honestly, when I think at work or even when with romantic relationships, I've gotten more respect from the other person. And I've gotten more understanding from the other person because most people don't have the courage to communicate what they need. So when they see someone doing that, it's like, wow, I mean, I respect you so much. Please forgive me. I didn't know this was happening. Because like I mentioned, most people are not aware they are violating your boundaries because you have never communicated that it's a boundary for you in the first place. So that's the second reason, lack of boundaries. That's why you keep deprioritizing yourself. The first one is worthiness. You don't believe you're worthy of being a priority in your life. The second one is lack of boundaries. And the third one is this fear of rejection. This fear of if you set boundaries, maybe you're not credible at work. Or maybe this fear, if you set boundaries with family members or romantic relationships or anything else, that you are not lovable. All of that, I like to summarize it in fear of rejection, fear of not being lovable. I mentioned at the beginning of the session, I was in this romantic relationship a few years ago, and this person would always be traveling. Not for work, for his hobby. So he would have his normal work. He would come back from home. He would work on, it wasn't his hobby. It was his side business. It was his side business. And he would travel a lot for that side business. And I would always try to accommodate everything in my life for whenever he was available for us to spend time. To the point that I started delaying all of my trainings, like my coaching trainings, my personal development trainings, something that really has fired up my life since like 10 years ago. I started deprioritizing myself and deprioritizing my fulfillment because I was afraid that if I didn't do that, I was not going to spend time with him. That if I didn't do that, I was not going to be lovable. He was not going to love me anymore. But if you look at this situation, he was doing everything he wanted to do all the time. And I was the one here sacrificing myself to spend time with him, which relationships are a compromise or something that you talk, something that, you know, you make sure there is also a win-win situation for both parties. And in this case, I was deprioritizing myself. I was sacrificing everything, sacrificing my certifications, sacrificing my happiness, my fulfillment, until I realized it. And I decided to break that pattern and I decided to step into my power. And everything from that moment just started changing in that relationship. Of course, we didn't end up together, but everything just started shifting. So worthiness, lack of boundaries, and that fear of rejection, that fear of not being lovable. People who truly love you, they are going to be there. Even when you start prioritizing yourself, even when you set those boundaries. So a lot of times that fear of not being lovable, it's truly based on baggage, you know, baggage from the past, baggage from childhood. And we got to become aware and come back to our body and minds to know that we are lovable already. But like I said, we got to fill up that love tank, because whenever we fill up that love tank and we feel loved, we are going to feel the love from everyone else outside of us. I always tell my clients, perception is projection. What you perceive on the outside of you is a projection of what's going on within yourself. You work on yourself, you master yourself, your beliefs, your emotions, your spirituality, your physical body, and then everything else outside of you will fall into place. And here's the cool thing about this topic. Whatever your dreams and goals are, the first step, I cannot think of a single situation that this is not the first step. The first step is to choose yourself. The first step always in this journey is to decide, it's a decision to prioritize yourself. And sometimes you don't see it. Sometimes it's not clear to you, like many of the clients I've coached, get help. We all have those blind spots that we need that help, that support. Get someone to guide you. Finding the clarity, the confidence, and the courage that you're seeking highly depends on you believing that you're worthy enough to put yourself first. And whenever you do that, everything around you will meet that level of worthiness. Your coworkers, your boss, your clients, if you have a business, your romantic partner, your kids, everything will match that energy. And when you live a life where you're living in integrity within yourself and you're connected truly to yourself, everyone else around you will benefit. You'll find the fulfillment, the love and belonging that you're seeking, because everything starts with you. We got to stop looking on the outside, the answers. The answers are already within yourself. If you enjoy this podcast episode, just learning truly the three reasons why we keep deprioritizing ourselves and what to do about it. If you truly enjoy this, please share with your friends, with your family. I truly appreciate you tuning in into this week's podcast episode. And I hope you have an amazing rest of your week. And I'll see you next Wednesday. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for listening at With Clarity and Purpose. I really hope you enjoyed today's episode. Sharing is caring. Please share with your friends and family so we can continue building an empowered community together. I'll see you next week.